Unlike my fellow panel members here, I'm not burdened with a professional graduate training in economics or the law. So I have a certain freedom in looking at this whole issue. What I want to do is make several points about cost-benefit analysis and its place in central regulatory review, because what the discussion tends to focus on is formal cost-benefit analysis, which is almost never what actually gets done in decision-making in the government. So I have four main points I want to make. First of all, within EOP, OIRA, OMB, but we'll talk about OIRA, has two very different and, to some extent, irreconcilable roles. It is the keeper, believe it or not, of analytic integrity inside of the White House complex. You may not be persuaded of this, but generations of people that have worked, of appointees that have worked inside of EOP have testified that this is the case. In addition, OIRA is an agent of the president, a very direct agent of the president. It's sometimes OIRA's work is described as if it's a little satellite off there on its own, bothering agencies. But in fact, OIRA is very much part of the White House decision-making process. As the deputy administrator for many years, I spent a lot of time making sure that what we in OIRA were doing was not only, the White House was not only aware of it, but sanctioned what we were doing. We were very much an agent of the president. The second point I want to make is that OMB and OIRA as well serve as the president's Grinch. And until that role is changed, it's unlikely that OIRA or OMB will stop worrying about costs and benefits, whether it's a formal analysis or not. It is thought anyway, has to be in the place of saying no to agencies who collectively desire more than can be devoted to their individual missions. And OMB is that institution. It is not just OMB. Peter Orszag isn't out there making these decisions by himself. It's the president's set of decisions that are being instituted through OMB. And if the measure of an unbiased and objective methodology is to not drift towards yes or no consistently, then OMB is definitely a biased institution. OMB always drifts towards no. That's the institution's role. So we will always, I'm still a we for OIR, I will always believe that whatever the government is doing costs too much and that we could get more for the money or value that the country is devoting things to things. Regarding centralized review, there can be no doubt that cost-benefit analysis plays an important role. But a good deal of my experience was, I'll take any kind of analysis. It's not the case that analysis is out there guiding the White House, unless by analysis you mean a combination of politics, electoral politics, law, and economics. Those are the three main things. And any system that doesn't somehow accommodate economics and costs in particular, I'm afraid is doomed to failure. A second point is that, or third, fourth, wherever I am, is that the executive order that establishes regulatory review does not focus on the sort of academic cost-benefit analysis that fills those 10 feet of shelves that Richard mentioned. It focuses on a wide variety of impacts that agencies and their analysts are to take into account, including discrimination, reduction of bias, distributional effects. You can argue about the application of those, but the theory very much incorporates them into the executive order. And finally, cost-benefit analysis is a tool for decision-making. It doesn't determine decisions. We spent a lot of time at OMB trying to get agencies to do the analysis before they made the decision. And if pragmatic analysis is adopted, that will be the same problem. Agencies tend to make their decisions and then do whatever work is necessary to justify them, at least in a legal sense, for the courts afterwards. And finally, I would say that PRIA seems to place an awful lot of wisdom in the language alone, the language of particular statutes, and the agency's wisdom in interpreting that. It's hard for me to believe that President Obama, through some patriotic sense of duty, is going to stand back and let the agencies and Congress determine what is the common good.